Mike Garcia's Hobby Game Dev Blog Post. 2019-04-20 More Game Engine Grunt Work. April Update Click to View Original Image. 621kb New Format. Well, continuing from the last post, new engine, new, optimized, formats not kinda go hand in hand. For the old engine I used Silo 3D, and while it's easy to use, doing retro 3D, using tiles, isn't its strength, exclamation, I was hoping an old 3D modeler could do it, like Animator, which is a simple 3D modeler that also does animation, and it's pretty simple to use, it also exports to a C language file, but alas that too relied on UV maps. Then I came across Crocodile3D.com, and Sprytile. I looked at both .. but I found I was fighting with Crocodile more, and Sprytile was more easier for me to pick up, and output assets. Even with my limited Blender skills ! And Blender lock tool, locks to integer coordinates, is great, which is what my world uses, 0-255. Sprytile, the world is based on quads not triangles, one unsigned char, one byte, for each vert, calculating, and storing the facing normals, 3 floats, 12 bytes not, the UV in engine uses a single image for everything, it was originally 512x512 using 32x32 tiles, full image displayed at the bottom screen, UV not stored as floats, 4 bytes each, but instead all 4 verts x2 UV stored as 6 bit each, which is 6 bytes, compared to 64 bytes per quad using floats, from my last blog post, in more memory concerned than CPU usage. 3DS New Format 2019-04-14-15-22-58 3DS New Format 2019-04-14-15-22-58 Moving the camera next need to see the quads rendering correctly, that means moving the camera. The forward vector is used to move the camera ... simple stuff. Here the UV aren't used, instead just using 100% of the texture on all quads. Forward vector 2019-04-14-17-56-43 Forward vector 2019-04-14-17-56-43 UV fixed. I fixed the UV to use the actual UV from the OBJ file. Storing the UV as unsigned numbers is pretty hacky, but works well. To compress them just multiply it by the texture width height, when rendering, a quick divide of the same texture width height gets the normalized UV coordinates back. UV kinda working 2019-04-14-20-15-23 UV kinda working 2019-04-14-20-15-23 New asset pipeline. The UV was changed to unsigned shorts for a larger 1024x1024 texture file. Now tiles are 64x64 tiles. Tileable, repeating textures, images from https://renderman.pixar.com/pixar128. The tiles I liked are resized to 64x64, and put into a non-alpha folder. The font is created using Codeheads Bitmap Font Generator. Codeheads Bitmap Font Generator. The tile map is then assembled via a bash script. Images are split into alpha, transparent, and non-alpha, not transparent. Yeah, my script is hacky, but works well. 64x64 tile map, 32x32 font. Click to view original image. 186kb bigger UV, and better face culling fixed issues with face normals, because it's all quads, and using a single face normal. I made it calculate a face average, also called smoothing, using each vertex, normal for each vert, then divided by 4 dot, it works well, not so much on really badly non-planar quads, where the two triangles don't point in roughly the same directions, i.e. one is up, and the other to a side, shown in the video below at 110 minute mark. 3DS World Rendering 2019-04-19-22-17-45 3DS World Rendering 2019-04-19-22-17-45 These videos are unlisted ... It's mostly for my blog, and don't want to spam my YouTube followers with small incremental stuff ... The whole playlist is here. The private videos showed the Nintendo Test Unit, which Nintendo prohibits, I think. Nobody knows 100%. Netyaros. Since my old server died last year, the netyaroseurope.com hasn't received much love. The idea was to set it up again as a wiki ... That's the reason why I use PMWiki as my flat file, blog CMS, which is really overkill, and it's kind of clunky, but it was to see how it would go, and it goes great. I've started setting it up, and am putting more time into it, still trying to get the layout how I want it, and slowly porting content across to it, not but so far so good. Pacing, the secret to finishing my all-in-one texture comments are open.